3 years ago, almost 20 valuable art objects were stolen from a church in a small village near the town of Liberec in North Bohemia. The loot was soon discovered in Poland, and on Thursday, the Baroque woodcuts and statuettes were handed back to representatives of the Roman Catholic Church here in Prague to be restored and returned to the village church. Even though the number of church robberies has fallen since the looting sprees of the early 1990s, hundreds of cases are still reported every year in the Czech Republic. Just this week, sculptures worth 1 million crowns were stolen from a church in central Bohemia. Pavla Horáková has this report.
The case of the North Bohemian statues and woodcuts had a happy ending, because only a small percentage of the pillaged art normally makes it back to the Czech Republic. Most of the stolen objects are smuggled across the border and presumably sold to private collectors or at antique fairs. After the borders opened in the early 1990s, burglars took churches in Bohemia by storm. Back then, most churches were left unlocked during the day and had no alarm systems. The Culture Ministry estimates that since those days, art objects worth hundreds of millions of crowns have been lost, and the losses can be compared to those suffered by this country during the 30 Years' War in the 17th century. Petr Svojanovský from the Culture Ministry.
Od roku 1995, kdy řada těch objektů byla vybavena zabezpečovacími systémy, dochází pozvolně.
Since 1995, many of the buildings have been equipped with alarm systems, and the number of robberies and volume of stolen objects has been somewhat decreasing. But we can say it is also because in many of the churches there is not much left to steal anymore.
V uvozovkách, že v řadě objektů už prostě není co ukrást.
This year alone, the Culture Ministry says it invested some 11 million crowns, or over half a million US dollars, in burglar alarms for churches across the Czech Republic. Some 80% of the country's churches have now been equipped with safety alarms, but as the Bishop of Litoměřice, Pavel Posád, says, individual parishes have different ways of protecting their churches.
Kde to je možné, pořizuje se elektronické zabezpečení přímo na policii.
Wherever possible, electronic devices are installed which are connected to police stations. But there are other methods of prevention too. For example, if a church has 3 doors, 2 of them can be bricked up. The problem is that churches are often situated on the outskirts or outside of villages. In many parishes, believers take the statues home for the week and bring them back only for the Sunday Mass.
The robberies most often affect Roman Catholic churches out in the country, but recently burglars have also focused on cemeteries from where sculptures are stolen, presumably to decorate the gardens of art collectors abroad.
Thanks, Pavla. This is the English service of Radio Prague. For the latest